Chapter 8, The Eclipse of the Sun. Once in a while, especially at the end of a day of Brahma, the sun is covered or eclipsed by a great cloud that rains on the lower planets for a long time. Lord Krishna and Balaram went with family and friends to watch such a solar eclipse by the five holy lakes at Kurukshetra. Their gorgeous chariots, pulled by big horses, seemed to move like waves on the ocean. Some of the men, properly armed with special weapons, rode on large elephants that moved like clouds in the sky. The women were carried on beautiful palanquins, and everyone was fully decorated with gold necklaces, flower garlands, and dressed in valuable clothing. During the eclipse, no one ate, but rather fasted, bathing in the holy lakes, and gave away hundreds of cows in charity to the Brahmin priests. All those cows were decorated with bright cloth and ornaments, with golden bells around their hooves, and with flower garlands around their necks. After the eclipse, Krishna and his family bathed again in the lakes, in the full light of the sun, then prepared a huge feast. First, they fed the brahmanas with excellent food prepared in butter ghee, such as puris, kachoris, samosas, and sweets. Afterwards, many friends, relatives, and kings visited them at their camp. Many holy men, like Vedavyas, Narada Rishi, and the four Kumaras had come to Kurukshetra, especially to see Lord Krishna and Balaram during the eclipse. Vasudev asked the sages to perform fire sacrifices. In those days, mountains of grains and butter were poured into the fire. But now, in the age of Kali, such costly sacrifices are not possible, and the only sacrifice recommended is the performance of Sankirtan Yajna, or the chanting of the holy names of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Kings and rulers from many different lands, as well as the cowherd men and women of Vrindavan, headed by Nanda Maharaj, had also come especially because they had heard that Krishna would be there. Seeing the beauty and transcendental opulence of Lord Krishna with his thousands of queens, their hearts filled with joy. Vasudev was so excited to see his good friend Nanda Maharaj that he jumped up and ran over to embrace him affectionately. Vasudev told the story of how King Kamsa had put him in prison along with his wife Devaki and killed their babies. Immediately after Krishna was born, Vasudev said, I carried him to your house in Vrindavan in the middle of the night during a storm. There, he said, you and your queen Yashoda raised Krishna and Balaram tenderly and safely as your own children. After such a long separation, King Nanda and Mother Yashoda were so happy to see Krishna and Balaram. They could not even speak. Since Krishna and Balaram had left Vrindavan, their lives had never been the same. Oh, how their hearts ached to see them again. With tears gliding down their cheeks, the most fortunate Nanda and Yashoda put their sons on their laps and hugged them to their full satisfaction. Krishna and Balaram's mothers Devaki and Rohini embraced Mother Yashoda. "Dear Queen Yashoda Devi," they said, "we can never forget how kind you were to us. Even before Krishna and Balaram ever saw their real father and mother, you protected, fed, nourished, and loved them, and performed auspicious religious ceremonies for their benefit. Actually, they are not our sons. They belong to you, Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Mayi. You are the real father and mother of Krishna and Balaram. From the very beginning of their lives, Krishna and Balaram were the life and soul of Nanda, Yashoda, the gopis, and cowherd men of Vrindavan. The gopis were angry with Lord Brahma, the creator of the body, because he so foolishly made eyelids which blinked and kept them from seeing Krishna. Worse than that, they had been separated from Krishna for so many years. No one can even imagine how anxious the gopis were to see Krishna again. The moment they saw their Lord, they joyfully held him deep within their hearts. Since Krishna is actually present in everyone's heart, he affectionately returned their embraces from within. Krishna smiled when he remembered growing up in Vrindavan with the cows and the gopis. He had missed them all very much and said, "My dear friends, how have you all been? Lord Balaram and I were obliged to leave Vrindavan to rescue our family and fight our enemies. You must think I have been ungrateful to you. Do you hate me because I did not come back? Oh, please believe me. I never dreamed of leaving all of you who love me with the deepest affection. I remember you at every moment. Because of your deep love for me, I will always be bound to you and can never be separated from you. I am always deep within your hearts. Just by remembering me, you are always with me." From the very beginning of their lives, Krishna and Balaram were the life and soul of Nanda, Yashoda, the gopis, and cowherd men of Vrindavan. The gopis were angry with Lord Brahma, the creator of the body, because he so foolishly made eyelids which blinked and kept them from seeing Krishna. Worse than that, they had been separated from Krishna for so many years. No one can even imagine how anxious the gopis were to see Krishna again. The moment they saw their Lord, they joyfully held him deep within their hearts. Since Krishna is actually present in everyone's heart, he affectionately returned their embraces from within. Krishna smiled when he remembered growing up in Vrindavan with the cows and the gopis. He had missed them all very much and said, "My dear friends, how have you all been? Lord Balaram and I, we were obliged to leave Vrindavan to rescue our family and fight our enemies. You must think I have been ungrateful to you. Do you hate me because I did not come back? Please believe me, I never dreamed of leaving all of you who love me with the deepest affection. I remember you at every moment. Because of your deep love for me, I will always be bound to you and can never be separated from you. I am always deep within your hearts. Just by remembering me, you are always with me." The gopis prayed with folded hands. Dear Krishna, we are always busy at home, but if you stay in our hearts as the rising sun, we will be truly blessed. As much as they missed Krishna, Srimati Radharani and the gopis had no interest in going with him to Dwarka to enjoy his company in the royal palace. They only wished to enjoy Krishna's company in the simple forests of Vrindavan, where he grew up with them and where they could still feel his presence in every part of their lives. Lord Krishna, who is very attached to these special devotees, never goes away from Vrindavan. The gopis and everyone from Vrindavan remain there fully satisfied in Krishna consciousness.